Cannes, beyond the film festival and the Promenade de la Croisette. A city of red carpets, historic hilltop views, and a harbor filled with some of the world's most recognizable yachts. Cannes is perhaps the most famous destination on the French Riviera, known globally for its annual film festival and its association with high-end luxury. However, beyond the glamour of the red carpet, it is a city with a deep Provençal history and a remarkably scenic coastline. For many travelers, Cannes serves as the quintessential Mediterranean stop, offering a blend of historic charm in its old quarter and modern sophistication along its famous boulevards. The city is situated on the Gulf of Naples and is protected by the Esterel Mountains to the west. This geographic position creates a mild climate that has attracted visitors for nearly two centuries. While it can be very busy during the peak summer months, the city remains functional and accessible, providing a variety of experiences ranging from quiet island escapes to high-energy shopping districts. The arrival, the tender boat process. One of the defining features of visiting Cannes by sea is the arrival process. Unlike many other Mediterranean ports, the harbor in Cannes is not deep enough to accommodate large modern vessels directly at the pier. Instead, ships must anchor in the bay, and everyone is brought to the shore via smaller boats known as tenders. This process requires a bit more planning than a standard walk-off arrival. The tender boats typically drop passengers at the Vieux-Port, or Old Port, which is located right in the heart of the city. While the short journey across the water offers excellent views of the Cannes skyline and the surrounding mountains, you must factor in the transit time. Most travelers find it helpful to allow an extra 45 minutes for the round-trip journey to ensure they stay on schedule. Logistics and navigation. Once you are on land at the Old Port, the city is very easy to navigate. Most of the primary areas of interest are concentrated within a relatively small area along the waterfront. Walking. Cannes is a very walkable city. Most of the famous landmarks, such as the Palais des Festivals and the Boulevard de la Croisette, are located within a 10-minute walk of the tender pier. The terrain is largely flat along the coast, though reaching the historic Old Town involves a short but steep climb. Public transport. For those looking to go further afield, the city has a reliable bus network. A main train station, Gare de Cannes, is also centrally located and provides quick access to other Riviera destinations like Nice, Antibes, and Monaco. Taxis and rideshares. Taxis are available at designated stands, particularly near the major hotels and the train station. Rideshare apps also operate in the area and are a practical way to reach specific locations outside the city center. Exploring the key districts. To get a full sense of the city, it is worth dividing your time between the historic heights and the modern waterfront. Lissouké, the Old Town. This is the oldest part of Cannes, built on a hill overlooking the bay. It features narrow, winding streets that are significantly quieter than the busy boulevards below. As you climb toward the top, you will find a variety of small restaurants and shops selling local goods. At the summit sits the Place de la Castre, which offers the best panoramic view of the city and the Mediterranean. La Croisette. This is the iconic palm-lined promenade that stretches along the shore for about 2 kilometers. It is where you will find the most famous luxury hotels, designer boutiques, and private beaches. Walking the length of the Croisette is a standard part of any visit, providing a look at the architecture and the vibrant street life that defines the city's reputation for glamour. La Banane. The central district between the waterfront and the railway line is known as La Banane due to its curved shape. This area is home to the main shopping streets, including Rue d'Antibes and Rue Ménadier. It is a lively neighborhood filled with cafes and boutiques that cater to both locals and visitors. Landmarks and points of interest. Palais des Festivals et des Congrès. This modern complex is the site of the Cannes Film Festival. While the building itself is functional rather than historic, the famous red-carpeted steps are a major draw for visitors. Nearby, you can find the Chemin des Étoiles, which features the handprints of famous film directors and actors embedded in the sidewalk. Marché Fourville. For a more authentic look at local life, a visit to this covered market is highly recommended. It is located just behind the City Hall and is open every morning except Monday. Here you can find fresh Provençal produce, local cheeses, flowers, and seafood. It is an excellent place to experience the colors and scents of the region. Église Notre-Dame d'Espérance. This Gothic church is located at the top of Le Souquet. It was completed in the 17th century and features a beautiful interior and a quiet square. The bell tower is a prominent part of the city's skyline, and the area around the church provides a peaceful contrast to the busier districts below. Musée de la Castre. Housed in a medieval castle, once inhabited by the monks of Lérins, this museum features an eclectic collection of art and ethnographic objects from around the world. The castle itself is a historic landmark, and the climb to the top of its square tower provides an even higher vantage point than the surrounding square. The Lérins Islands. For those who want to escape the urban energy entirely, the Lérins Islands are located just a 15-minute boat ride from the Old Port. Île Sainte-Marguerite, the larger of the two islands, is covered in a dense forest of eucalyptus and pine trees. It is famous for the Fort Royal, which was once a prison that allegedly held the man in the iron mask. Today, the fort houses a maritime museum. The island is entirely pedestrian and features several small coves that are ideal for swimming in clear water. Île Saint-Honorat. This smaller island has been home to a community of Cistercian monks since the 5th century. The monks still live there today, practicing silence and maintaining the island's vineyards. Visitors can explore the historic fortified monastery and purchase wine and honey produced on the island. It is a remarkably quiet and spiritual place that feels centuries away from the mainland. Practical considerations. Cannes is an expensive city, particularly when it comes to dining and shopping along the waterfront. However, more affordable options can be found by moving just a few blocks inland to the areas frequented by locals. The climate is Mediterranean, with hot, dry summers and mild winters. Sun protection is essential, as the reflection from the white buildings and the water can be quite strong. The local language is French, but English is widely understood in most tourist-oriented businesses. The city is generally very safe, though it is always wise to be aware of your surroundings in crowded areas like the train station or the main promenade. Whether you spend your time browsing the luxury shops of the Croisette, exploring the medieval streets of Le Souquet, or taking a boat to the quiet Lérins Islands, Cannes provides a high-quality travel experience that balances its famous prestige with genuine Mediterranean tradition. Cannes is a city that understands how to present itself to the world. It is a place of grand gestures and small, quiet corners. Whether you are arriving for the first time or returning after many visits, the view of the bay from the Old Town Hill remains one of the most iconic sights in the south of France. The red carpet in Cannes is only a small part of the story. The real character of the city is found in the stone streets of the old quarter and the clear water of the islands just offshore.